Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
JT reunites NSYNC on tour and Billboard was on the scene. Dua announces an album, Lil Nas X gains a collab, and Cardi loses a tooth. We're backstage with Katy Perry and Kylie Minogue. We run down the TikTok Billboard Top 50. We sit down with Marad. Happy Thursday, friends. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's March 14th, and I still cannot believe what I witnessed last night at Justin Timberlake's concert. You know Billboard is giving you all the access.
It was us singing, and we've done that together, and we just fall right back into it when we're together.
NSYNC is back and we can't believe it. Justin and the boys took over the Wiltern last night and we take you there in Billboard All Access. It was Justin Timberlake's one night only concert at the Wiltern and he dipped into tracks from his new album. And his classic hit. And the crowd went crazy when he invited R&B star Coco Jones to join him on stage for ICU. And then our lives were changed forever. Justin reunited all the guys of NSYNC and they did Bye Bye Bye. And it's gonna be me. Debuted their brand new track, Paradise, that will be featured on his album.
Once you can wipe that stuff out and bring it back to just the five of us, you know, we get Paradise and we get that song, and it's just basically an ode to the fans and to each other.
Their vocals soared. It was a night we will never forget.
You know, I can tell you that this has definitely been a step in the right NSYNC back together touring direction.
And the music surprises don't stop there. Here's three things you need to know. You should know I need someone to hold me close, deeper than I've ever known. We knew training season was over, but now we know Dua Lipa's third studio album, Radical Optimism, arrives May 3rd. Her last album, Future Nostalgia, peaked at number 3 on the Billboard 200. She shared the cover art and the 11-song long track list so far with no features. Two songs off her last album peaked at number 2. Will this album have her first Hot 100 chart topper? Bring on the Radical Optimism. Someone who does have a feature on their next album is Lil Nas X. He shared a pic of himself in Skywater to announce the collab. Now we know Lil Nas collabs have a habit of going number 1, Hello Industry Baby and Old Town Road. I'm excited to see where this one goes. Cardi B's got new music coming soon too. Her new track drops tomorrow, but it's not the only thing she's sharing.
How y'all doing, mother?
She posted a TikTok having fun with her missing tooth. Apparently her veneer came out when she bit into a hard-ass bagel, her words. Come on, Cardi, you make money moves. You should have the best bagels in town. Speaking of Cardi, she's made it on our TikTok chart, but who's on top? Let's run it down. Carnival holds the top spot while a bunch of new tracks debut in the top 10. Go, 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 go. Ye and Ty Dolla $ign spent a second week at number one on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting March 14. The rest of the top five is full of familiar tracks. Bryson Tiller's Whatever She Wants lands at number 8 because it's being used for any and every trend. Cardi B's first track in a while, Like What Freestyle, debuts at number 10. Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. We caught up with Colombian band Marat. They're taking over the globe, and Leila Cobo got the latest.
Es literal como cantarle a toda Latinoamérica el tiempo.
Ajá.
Y eso es una locura.
Ay, qué lindo eso. Y las banderas de todas partes.
Sí, de todos lados. Además, porque acá yo siento que pasa una cosa que no pasa cuando uno gira por Latinoamérica.
Ajá.
Y es que acá el sentimiento de la comunidad latina es diferente. O sea, como que
¿cómo?
Porque yo siento que cuando uno está en Latinoamérica, uno es el extranjero de otro país de habla hispana que llega a tocar en Chile, Perú, Panamá, etcétera. Pero cuando uno llega acá, al final, de una u otra manera,
uno es uno más.
Es uno más de una comunidad migrante al
ajá.
Final. Sí, con mayor o menor, digamos que raíz en el sitio, pero con la sensación de que este es un país en donde el español no es el primer idioma.
Sí, la nostalgia es la misma para todos.
Como que hay una cosa que a uno lo une con la comunidad latina y eso es precioso. Eso no se ve por fuera de Estados Unidos de la misma manera. Y yo siento que pararse frente a una arena como el Casella Center.
Salió nuestros primeros. Nos gusta mucho que las primeras canciones de nuestros nuevos discos sean solo nosotros.
Como para que la gente
entienda. Para que la gente entienda un poco
bien
de qué va. Porque sentimos que cuando hay otro artista, pues es imposible que el otro artista no le meta un poco de lo que es él o ella a la canción. Y nos gusta que la gente entienda tal cual el espíritu, el tono y el estilo del disco con esa primera canción.
Ahora Morat se dio a conocer en un momento en el que el mercado era completamente urbano.
For the full interview, head over to Billboard's YouTube. I'm still riding that women in music high. Legends like Katy Perry and Kylie Minogue were on the scene, and we hung out with them backstage.
Hi, guys. I'm Katy Perry. And two things you may not know about me at this moment is, one, I'm playing Rock in Rio, which is an incredible festival in Brazil. You've got to come. My Brazilian fans are the most passionate. They are the best. They know everything about me. They know more about me than I know about myself. Well, bits and pieces. Another thing that you may not know is that I love dance music. I like things, songs that make you move, and I hope that you will be moving with me in the future. Love you.
Some advice I would give my younger self would be that there is one you. You may want to be a better you. I think you need to accept the you that it's not ideal or doesn't, you know, live up to your expectations all the time. We are all one of a kind and we are works in progress.
That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for our Friday music guide and our interview with YK Osiris. I'm Tetris Kelly and this is Billboard News.